From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde told Nigerian lawmakers Wednesday that the fund does not support foreign exchange restrictions and that any such measures should be temporary. She made the comments in an address to senior Nigerian parliamentarians during a four-day visit to Africa's most populous nation. The country has introduced foreign exchange curbs and allowed only limited devaluation after prices for its oil exports collapsed. Christine Lagarde said additional exchange rate flexibility, either up or down, can help soften the impact of external shocks, make output and employment less volatile, and help build external reserves. Ivory Coast's government resigned on Wednesday. It's a move that President Alassane Ouattara said would bring more efficiency to the West African state just 2 months after he was reelected. Prime Minister Daniel Kablan-Duncan presented his resignation and that of his government. As we hear here, it was to have been the first cabinet meeting of the year in a move that observers said was expected. A new cabinet is to be put in place in the coming days, targeting greater cohesion and more efficiency of government action, according to President Ouattara. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers in the international forces in the country's capital. Mbangui, the head of the mission, as you hear here, said he was determined to track down and punish the alleged culprits. He says he's deeply shocked and deplores it, and he says his concerns go beyond people's reactions. VOA News. German officials say that a series of sexual assaults and thefts that took place during New Year's Eve celebrations in the city of Cologne were likely to have been a coordinated effort by a criminal gang. Police say about 1,000 men, most of Arab or North African origin, had gathered near Cologne's main train station around midnight throwing fireworks. After police moved in to break up the revelry, smaller groups of men began surrounding women passing through the area, groping and harassing them and stealing their belongings. A plainclothes policewoman says she was among those attacked. About 90 people have filed criminal complaints, including one report of rape. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people have registered as migrants within its borders in the last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said 428,468 migrants reported the flood of people exiting Syria. Syrians are fleeing a violent war at home. Germany also says it won't be as accepting as many refugees into the country as it did last year.
Wenn wir die höchsten Flüchtlingszahlen.
That's Thomas de Maizière. He is the German Interior Minister. He says the fact that we have the highest number of refugees in the world since World War II will have an effect on Germany. We think the number of refugees and asylum seekers that came to Germany is too high, but we are working to prevent such numbers for 2016. North Korea announced Wednesday that it successfully conducted a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb test Wednesday, again defying UN resolutions banning the country's nuclear weapons program. Meanwhile, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA Director General Yukio Amano, issued a statement.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea announced today it had carried out a hydrogen bomb test. The DPRK's nuclear test, if confirmed, is in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions and is deeply regrettable.
Amano added that the IAEA remains ready to contribute to the peaceful resolution of the nuclear issue by resuming its nuclear verification activities in the north once a political agreement is reached among countries concerned. Afghan authorities said that security forces made advances Wednesday in the volatile southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces, backed by U.S. military personnel, launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. And several U.S. airlines are raising base round-trip fares on domestic flights by $6. It's the first large-scale increase since June. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.